President Trump has held more than 60 Make America Great Again rallies since moving into the White House in January of 2017. And those were held in cities like Tucson and Mesa, also Erie, Pennsylvania, and Lebanon, Ohio. Those municipalities and a number of others have asked the president's campaign committee to reimburse them for the cost of having public safety officers provide security for the events. According to reporting by the Center for Public Integrity, the cities are still waiting for that money. Dave Leventhal is federal politics editor and senior reporter with the Center for Public Integrity, and he's with me. Dave, is there a requirement for a campaign or a candidate to pay these cities back? And if not, what recourse do the cities have?
It's sort of a catch-22 for a lot of these cities. If Donald Trump comes to town or any presidential candidate comes to town and wants to use a city facility, a municipally owned convention center or park, they have some leverage in that case. They can say, okay, well, in order to use that park, you got to sign this contract and you got to pay up front in many cases. So we found quite a few examples of cities such as Nashville and even Phoenix, which have done exactly that. But if Donald Trump wants to have a campaign rally at a private facility, the cities don't really have much recourse at all. Yet they still have to provide police protection. Technically, they don't have to, but the U.S. Secret Service usually demands it. Also, too, there's just the notion of making sure that your own community is safe when you have a rally that may be attracting 5, 10, 15,000 people, and rallies, too, that can kind of get pretty rowdy, to be frank. The local police, and we reached out to every single one of these more than 60 communities to ask them about how they handled these situations. They said, yeah, you know, we really want the Trump campaign to pay. We will bill them after the fact. But ultimately, whether they pay or not, we're going to still provide police protection.
Does it come down to the political bent of a particular community? For example, if it's a more conservative area, they may like President Trump. In the case of President Obama, if we're a more progressive community, progressive leadership, they may be more or less aggressive in trying to get this money back?
Really seems to be no rhyme or reason beyond oftentimes the size of the city. It's oftentimes the municipalities that might be operating on a relatively shoestring budget or close to the margins that want to get paid back. Some cities just simply have policies where they're going to go ahead and regardless of who comes to town, whether it's the commander-in-chief or a big concert or a big non-political rally, the police service that they provide is just going to be part of what they do. But we talked to Erie, Pennsylvania, and Lebanon, Ohio, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Mesa, Arizona, in addition to Tucson, Arizona, and all of them kind of said the same thing. These are all cities that did bill the Trump campaign, and basically they said, you know, hey, we were providing a service. We provided excellent service in our opinion, and we want the Trump campaign to share in that since we are doing the best that we can. Many of them also know, too, that Donald Trump very frequently talks about how he supports police, how he loves police officers and law enforcement, and would do everything that he possibly can for them. So sort of the general sense that we got from many of the local officials that we spoke with was, well, that's great, but put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, as some of the Democratic candidates who are running in 2020 have done. We spoke to every single Democratic candidate, or at least attempted to, and several of them, including Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, all said, yeah, if we get a bill, we will pay it from a police department, from a locality. Talked to other candidates, too, who were kind of wishy-washy about it. Bernie Sanders, for example. Joe Biden didn't even respond to us. So there's kind of a mixed bag on the Democratic side. And I wouldn't read too much into the Republican or Democratic nature of this in the sense that Barack Obama, oftentimes, he was sort of notorious among some municipalities of not paying bills on time, if at all, for police protection of this very sort.
Risking a backlash, can communities, can cities just say no? Or are we in such a polarized time that the logical argument of, well, we're not going to get this money back and that could cost us in other ways just doesn't fly right now?
Theoretically, yes. The cities could just say, all right, President Trump or any other candidate on the Democratic side, we just don't want you to have a rally in our town. Or if you do want to have your rally in our town, we're not going to provide you public safety services. So you do so at your own risk. Any of the cities that we've talked to, none of them have said anything of the sort. They've all said, we might not like it, but we're still going to provide public safety services. One of the kind of sticky aspects of this is that, you might be wondering, well, all right, shouldn't the Secret Service be paying for this? And the answer is that yes, the Secret Service pays for its own costs, but it has no mechanism to reimburse the cities for services that the Secret Service is demanding of them or requesting of them. Well, why is that the case? That's the case because Congress doesn't appropriate any money to the Secret Service for that purpose. Could Congress change its laws, change its rules for appropriations? Yes, it could, but it hasn't. So unless Congress wants to do something different than it is traditionally done in terms of funding the Secret Service or otherwise finding ways to reimburse these municipalities for providing services to presidential candidates, the status quo is likely just going to go forward, and we'll be in the same situation throughout the 2020 campaign as we have been for previous campaigns and go-arounds. This has been a huge bugaboo for a lot of municipalities for not just an election cycle or two, but many election cycles.
Those that don't pay up, what's the logic? Why did they say they don't pay? Do they have reasoning behind that?
So campaigns are running on budgets, and they don't want to pay any more money than they have to. And some of them are running pretty close to the red line when it comes to money coming in and money coming out. So if they are having to eat $50,000, $100,000 every time they go and have a big rally, then that adds up, especially when you might be a presidential candidate who's having a rally every few days during the teeth of an election. Donald Trump's campaign had about $40 million going into April. So it's not as if the Trump campaign can't afford to pay these bills. Trump campaign just simply is choosing not to pay these bills. We reached out to the Trump campaign on numerous occasions. We asked them why they don't pay the bills, whether they will pay the bills going forward that they receive in the future, and just philosophically why they've taken this approach. We did reach the director of operations for the Trump campaign. He declined to comment. He asked us to call the communications staff, which has not returned any messages over the past couple of weeks. So they've never really given a full-fledged explanation as to why this is the case. We did find, at least in a letter that was sent to Tucson's government back in 2016 from Don McGahn, then the general counsel for his campaign, he basically said that he had no obligation, or the Trump campaign had no obligation, to pay bills that it didn't agree to prior to the event taking place.
Dave Leventhal is federal politics editor and senior reporter with the Center for Public Integrity.